Hello, and welcome to another episode of the California Board of Accountancy's Accounting for California podcast. My name is David Hemphill. I'm an information and planning officer here at the CBA, and I'm happy to be joined by our chair of one of the CBA's advisory committees, the Qualifications Committee, Mr. Michael Williams, CPA. Hello, Michael. How are you?
I am well, David. How are you?
I'm doing very well today. Thanks. I hope we're going to have an episode here that'll be beneficial to consumers as they're looking to either select a CPA or determine if their CPA can perform some services that they may request of them. So one of the things that we're always encouraging consumers to do as they're selecting or choosing their CPA is go to the CBA website to verify someone's license with the license lookup feature, which is right there on the front page. One of the fields is experience completed. And there are two possible options which could come up, which are A and G. Can you explain to us what those different options mean?
Sure, David. An A means the CPA can perform all accounting services and is authorized to sign reports on a test engagement. And so we call it an attest authority going forward. Here for this podcast. And a G means the CPA can perform all accounting services, but they're not authorized to sign reports on a test type engagement.
Okay, so what then, can you explain what signing reports on a test engagements entails then?
A test is to certain things that you've agreed upon with the client to perform, what type of reporting to perform, and that many times are audit reports or agreed upon procedures, review of reports. There's different kinds of reports that CPAs issue for clients. So the attest authority is a signer of those reports. The person with a G cannot sign those. They can do all the other work, but they cannot sign the reports. That's left to a person with attest authority.
So if your CPA was able to prepare the reports but not able to sign them, then what could they do? They would have to go to another CPA to sign them, or how does that work?
Well, it would need to be a CPA with a test authority. And, you know, in order to sign, they would review the work that was performed to ensure that it met all standards. CPAs commonly work together, mm-hmm. depending on if they have a test authority or not for reporting. But it would have to be a CPA with the attest authority. They would review the reporting that needs to be signed off to ensure that it met all standards.
Sure. So why would a consumer need a CPA with attest authority versus one without?
You know, what always comes to mind are banks. Banks require from clients audits or review work performed when they're making loans, and that probably reduces their risk if they see that the client financials are in order and strong so that they can make a loan. But different types of entities will require their clients to have audits, reviews, agreed upon procedures for assurance purposes for whatever kind of business they're transacting with the client.
Are there any times where an individual consumer, let's say not a business owner, would need some of these reports that would require a CPA with attest authority?
Well, I think, I don't know what it comes up, but there, you know, someone's getting a divorce or something, and then there's people want to know how to split the assets and what assets there are. You would probably have a CPA do something with a certain agreed upon procedures. I don't know why that comes up, but there's a lot more than just a bank asking for that. For example, I mean, SEC reporting, right? Publicly traded companies have to have audit reports. LLCs, in some cases, probably have to have audit reports. So there's a lot out there that require attest services from a CPA.
That makes sense.
I just think of things about, you know, needing a report and having a trusted professional sign off on that report. And what comes to mind as a trusted professional, to me, is a CPA and with that attest experience. And so that gives the consumer greater confidence that whatever those agreed upon procedures are, whatever that audit is done properly and follows all guidance.
Right. I like that, you know, the word trust, because that's something that we really want consumers to feel about CPAs, because in order for someone to obtain their CPA license, they have to get quite a bit of education. They have to have experience. They have to pass some ethics requirements. And then even as they move forward, there is continuing education that comes along with their renewal cycle every couple of years. So a CPA should be someone that the consumers feel that they can trust. So what are the requirements for an applicant to get licensed with the attest authority?
So to obtain your licensure for attest authority, there's a minimum of 500-hour requirement under a licensed CPA with attest authority. And, you know, typically there's more hours worked than that, but that's the minimum requirement. And that's how the individual obtains the knowledge and the experience to perform attest audits.
So we can be confident and trust, again, that if someone does have that license with attest authority, that they've spent many, many hours doing this work previously and are ready to do it for you, essentially.
Yeah, and that gives you the confidence. They have the requisite skills and education and work that has allowed them to be able to attest. And so it's kind of a robust amount of work that needs to be completed before, you know, that type of licensure. Mm-hmm. So you should have a very good confidence that a person has been vetted, so to speak, to enable them to do that type of work.
Right. The CBA actually had a task force that looked into this experience requirement about a couple years ago for attest authority. It was called the Consideration of the CPA Experience Requirements Task Force. It was called CERT for short. And I know that you were actually a member of CERT. So can you briefly just tell us what were the findings of that task force in the end?
Yes, I was a member. And there were questions about the requirements for a test experience, whether they were too difficult for people to obtain the attest designation. So we looked to determine what are the requirements that the state has now? Should they be modified? Should they be reduced, expanded, et cetera? And we determined that that what is required now is the way it should go, and there were going to be no changes to the requirements. We did a lot of in-depth. We had discussions with outside groups within people in the profession, and came to the conclusion that what the state is asking or requiring is important for that attest experience, and it's important for the trust of the community. So we kept it.
Right. So at the end of the day, like you said, that trust and confidence that if they have that attest authority, that A designation, then they should know that this is a very high bar, very high standards that the CBA is ensuring that these people have gained this experience before they can get that, have the ability to sign these reports. So that should make the consumer feel good.
I agree 100%. You know, every state is different in their requirements. And I like to think, California is probably the leader on that as far as the expectations and the requirements for a test. And I think that's why you see, and I'm on the qualifications committee, as you mentioned, we have a lot of out of state and a lot of international applicants that want to be licensed in the state of California, because I think it's a high bar.
Yeah.
Part of this CERT recommendation was to keep the requirements as is for the consumer. And so what we're trying to do is educate the consumer that, as I said earlier, we have a very robust process to ensure that a test experience is met and performed, so that consumers understand the difference between CPAs with and without a test authority, which is one reason we're doing the podcast, right? Because there's some confusion. When I tell people I'm a CPA, most times they think, oh, you do taxes. Well, no, I don't even do taxes. Never have. Been an auditor for a long time. And that's the consumer needs to understand there's a difference between tax and audit, and there are requirements for both.
Right. Now, here's another wrinkle, I suppose. So is every CPA with the attest authority qualified to sign reports on attest engagements?
Having a test experience doesn't mean that you can do everything. You know, at the end of the day, the individual has to determine whether they have the skills and the qualifications to perform those procedures or reporting for the client.
So I guess it would be possible that there could be a CPA with the attest authority that may not be fully qualified to do a specific report that I was interested in getting.
That certainly is a possibility, and that CPA may not have experience in that type of industry or that kind of work. Now, at the end of the day, the CPA would always determine whether they have the requisite skills and knowledge and education and experience to perform that kind of work. If that CPA accepts that engagement, they would have the ability to perform that type of audit.
So the onus is kind of on the CPA then to evaluate whether they're able to do the certain things, right?
Absolutely. You know, accounting firms evaluate every year. They evaluate their clients to determine if they would like to keep them as clients, because based on the firm's ability and other things. So attestation services, there's a lot of risk if there are issues and that aren't identified and if you do a poor job. So CPAs will always look at their ability to determine if they can do the work.
Okay, that's interesting. So what are some questions then a consumer could ask a prospective CPA just to ensure they are qualified to perform the work the client needs them to?
If it's a firm, you would maybe ask about peer reviews, because firms are peer reviewed periodically to ensure that they are performing as intended and following the guidance. You would look at, have they done audits in this type of industry or reports in this type of industry before? You'd ask about their continuing education. You know, it's kind of like getting to know somebody and asking them questions that are important to you for what you're looking for. But definitely the experience the CPA or the firm has, and the type of clients that they've had previously, and the industry that they work in.
Now, you mentioned peer review, which is an important part about firms and things they have to do occasionally to be renewed. Can you maybe just briefly describe for those of us who aren't super familiar, just a brief description of that peer review process?
Sure. And that's, I worked on one many years ago when I was in public accounting, when the peer reviewers came in. And what they do is they will select certain audits and they will perform quality assurance on those audits. They will note whether guidance was followed, whether there were any issues with those audits, just to ensure that the audits were performed following the guidance and met all the requirements. So it's a quality assurance of the work that's done to ensure that the firm is following all applicable guidance and that the reports can be relied upon.
Exactly. Myself as a consumer, I learned a lot today.
Good.
So thank you for sharing all that with us. And the CBA actually, in addition to this podcast, now has an entire webpage on the CBA website, which is www.cba.ca.gov, that is specific to the different types of services that CPAs with attested authority and CPAs without attested authority are able to perform. There's a little table right there, and check on one side or check on the other side, depending on if they can do it or cannot do it. So you can find that if you go under the consumers tab of the CBA website.
I've seen, the website and that information that is provided there. And I think that's very helpful to a consumer. I'm just hoping that if they take a look at it now after this podcast, it would make a little more sense to them. So definitely check the website and you can find out about any CPAs that you may be working with or thinking about working with. You can look into their abilities and to get a little confidence if they have a test authority. It shows up there.
We appreciate your expertise and your joining us today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity, David.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. We hope you did become a little better informed, and this will help whether you're choosing a CPA or just maybe a better overall understanding that not all CPAs do taxes. Thank you, Mr. Williams, for reminding us of that.
You're welcome.